Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. My name's Andy Munoz. We've got Joshua Clark.
Hi. What's up, everybody?
And we've got the intern, Alex Napolis.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing, dude?
Good, dude. How are you?
Your hair's looking a little better this time.
Is it?
It's more flowing.
Yeah, because the sides are kind of catching up to the top.
Okay.
Are you styling it different?
No. I just wake up, roll out of bed, and it looks like this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You notice how he cringes every time we call him the intern still?
Oh, did you?
No.
I saw it.
No.
Visibly uncomfortable.
No, I still like refer to myself as the intern.
It's a great nickname.
Honestly, I don't know what I do here, per se, but I'll take intern. I'll take the intern title.
All right, cool. And then we've got a special, special guest. What do you go by? Zachary? Zachariah? Zach?
Zach.
Z-A-C-H?
Z-A-C.
Z-A-C.
Oh, we'll get into a traumatic story about that if we want.
Whoa. I don't know if we want to do that this podcast, bro. But we've got Zach Barnes, everybody. Hey. Celebrate a little. Yay. Okay.
Welcome, Zach.
Zach Barnes, the supporter liaison of Real Salt Lake, official like W-2 employee.
Yep. Yep.
That's pretty sick.
On the payroll.
And you broke that down for us. And, dude, hey, they paid you out in the off season. Hell yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, I mean, there's always work to do, right?
Yeah, of course.
Just because the team's not playing doesn't mean we're not getting ready for it.
Exactly. Dude, tell me, how did that kind of come to be? Because, you know, you were always, like, popping in and out in the supporter culture. You were always organizing, you know, like the TIFOs and how things were kind of managed, like, around the stadiums, like, maybe chant-wise or the fans in the South End. This is crazy. You're doing all of this and then boom, all of a sudden it's like it's a paid job for you. Like, how did all of that stem, dude? Like, and how long have you been doing this? And what were your thoughts when Real Salt Lake said, hey, let's pay you?
There's a lot in there, so I guess we can buckle up, tell the whole story here.
We want to know, dude.
Yeah, so I've been a fan I moved out here in like 11, so I think 12 was my first season as a fan, and just like fell in love with it instantly. Like, you, as we all do, you like go to a game, it's amazing, you have fun, and you're like, I want to do this every day. Like, so fell in love with the team. So I was a fan forever. Once kind of got into supporter culture, so it was actually 35 that introduced me. First game I sat in 34, you see 35 standing there waving flags, and you're like,
I miss 35.
Yeah, you're like, this is a thing. Like, I want to do this. This is soccer. Like, this is amazing. And so then that kind of morphed into like, okay, the supporters are in the South End, let me go check that out. And then you just get involved and you do things and you go to your first watch party and you go to your first supporter event and then you make friends and you're like, this is fun. This people love soccer like me. And, well, sort of like me, I'm complicated, but, I love the fans. I love the atmosphere. I'm not a sports guy, so I don't love soccer, which is weird because I absolutely love RSL.
I don't like sports either, dude. And yeah, here I am.
I mean, yeah, people always think that's weird when I say that because I work in the sports and obviously they're like, you must be the biggest soccer fan. I'm like, I don't watch most soccer. But anyway, so Molly Arnold in like 17, 18, the team kind of tasked her with like, all right, how can you help bring the fans together? And at the time, I was, you know, with Section 11, Riot Brigade, kind of internally as fans trying to like figure out like, all right, how are we going to get everyone together? Like, everyone knows what the problem is or knew what the problem was. And it's just, we have too many groups, too many different voices. Like, how do we work together to be better, right? Like, the more people you are working collaborative, the better the results. And so Molly Arnold got it kind of started, and is at least getting everyone to the table and being like, hey, the team wants you guys to kind of get together. And then I think she went off to do something else, either with the team or internally, I can't remember. But then Will Musak was like the supporter. Mm-hmm. I guess not, he wasn't liaison, but I think his main job was tickets or fan engagement. And so like, no, excuse me, sorry. Like 50% of his job was like the supporter stuff. So it wasn't as dedicated, but it was still really useful to have that person be like, when we're like, hey, we want to have a meeting. Can we use the room? Can we, you know, whatever we need. And so it was good to have that constant contact. And so then come COVID, you know, team, everyone gets fired, laid off, furloughed, whatever you want to call it. He obviously was let go and never brought back on. Like a lot of people were, I don't, you know, this for better or worse, there's a lot of people that aren't here that were here before. Shout out to Will. You're awesome. And Molly.
But goats. Good people.
Yeah.
Will. Yeah.
And so then kind of fast forward 20, we just finished, not just finished, but 22 seasons. So it was a 21 season. Everyone's kind of coming back. It's kind of wishy-washy, right? Some fans are protesting because Deloitte is still an owner. Some people are not comfortable because it's COVID. So it's kind of this weird in-between season, right? And so, and employee-wise in the club, it's still very, very awkward, right? Like some people are brought back. Some people are waiting to hear. Some people never get a call. Like whatever. The whole thing's kind of a mess. And so with new ownership coming in, it was the fall of 21. Kyle Schroeder from Community Aspect, who's my boss now, but he reached out and was like, hey, we want the fans. John Kimmel wants to meet with like the supporters. Can someone come in on like a Tuesday afternoon? And so I was a stay-at-home father for like the last 5 years or up until like a year ago. And so I was available. I'm like, yeah, great. I'll bring my 5-year-old and my 4-year-old, whatever she was. Like she'll eat some cookies. I'll talk to John for 20 minutes and like whatever. Like, and so I think Kyle wanted to make sure we didn't waste John's time. So he had me prep for this meeting. And just like, he's like, send me a list of just like what supporters want to do and whatever. And so I reached out to all the groups. Because at this time with the Riot Council, which Molly had kind of helped start. So the Riot Council is like basically 2 or 3 representatives from each group. They all have a seat at the table, right? So it is a council. So we want to make sure that each group felt represented, felt like they could have a voice at the table. So at the time I was chairperson of that because I'm officially not a member of any supporter group, but I've literally hung out with every supporter group at a party or at events and like whatever. So I'm really friendly and like, everyone generally thinks I'm all right, I guess. No one hates me. I mean, people hate me.
Don't. Alex hates you, our intern. He hates you.
That's fine. I'm coming for your job.
Oh, dang, bro.
I also want to be an intern.
Yeah. Leave, Alex. Yeah. Go, dude. No, I'm kidding.
You're probably wondering why we gathered you here today.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, brother.
All right. See you guys.
So anyways, so I end up meeting with John, and Kyle has me, like, prep this whole thing, and it turns into this 2-hour meeting with John Kimball, like, Gibby, Trey, Brett Stevens from ticketing, just like everyone who's dealt with supporters over the years. And it just turns into this, like, just one of those meetings you walk out of and you're like, that went really well. And I feel like something is like here that's changing that we haven't had before. And I think, so obviously with the new ownership coming in, they were like, hey, how can we help supporters? And so I leave the meeting, and a couple of weeks later, I'm kind of sitting around thinking, and I'm like, I think I accidentally pitched a job, because like one of my main things is like, we need Will back. Will had already left town. He had gone back to Louisiana, but like we needed someone in that position to do the work with the team and the supporters. And yeah, so then I was like, I'm just going to put my resume together and like throw a little cover letter and be like, here's my pitch, and just send it off to John Kimball. And unbeknownst to me at the time, they were already internally trying to figure out like, how can we get this guy to like come do the work, give or take, or at least fill the position. So there's a little back and forth because I was a stay-at-home parent and I had to get my wife on board, so it had to make sense financially for us and time wise like family was huge for us, obviously still is. And so that's, yeah, so it kind of morphed in. So it's only been 11 months officially. I think it was March last year that I was officially brought on. But
that's impressive, dude.
Yeah,
congrats, man. That's like,
I mean, it is a dream come true, really. To be honest,
you're literally like, hey, let's like unify and talk, and then they're like, hey, here's the job. How nerve-wracking was it for you? I mean, you just said like, hey, I'm a casual sports fan, so maybe like you didn't really care or were nervous to go into that meeting, but were you nervous stepping into a room full of big wigs? And
I mean, a little bit, but at the same time, like, I also had nothing to lose. Like, I'm just literally there to talk about fan stuff and supporter stuff, right? And like, that's stuff I love. It's stuff I knew. And yeah, I mean, what's the worst going to do if I'm like, hey, we need a TIFO pulley system? They're like, no. And I'm like, cool, thanks. Like, right. Yeah, you asked. Like, you know, like, yeah. So I really had nothing to lose, so I wasn't too nervous. Obviously, you know, John Kimball, knowing who he was and stuff, you're like slightly nervous, right? It's official, like corporate.
Right.
Corporate, and it's his office, and it's a nice room, but it's not like stuffy. But yeah, I mean, and Kyle, throughout the 21 season, Kyle had been our like contact for the team, so I knew him plenty. Brett, obviously, like, he's been dealing with supporters since like the inception of the team. Yeah. Like, he's OG hooligan with the supporters, really. I mean, some of the stories you can tell from early days,
yeah.
MLS. So it's like I wasn't really too nervous about it because, yeah, I didn't have much to lose. So it's
here
just
go
in and talk about it, yeah. And I think, I mean, I have no idea why they hired me, but I think probably that confidence of just being like, if you know what you're talking about, just talk about it and love it. And if you truly love something, that shines through, right? Like people can tell when you're just like phoning it in.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, dude. That's a great story. If anybody wants to work for Real Salt Lake, just go in with a cool idea, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, just dedicate like a decade of your life. I mean, kind of like a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Dedicate like a decade of your life to doing it for free at a cost out of your pocket and just do it out of love. And then eventually it might turn into something awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's dope, dude. With, you know, working with like the various supporter groups, and I liked what you said about, you know, I kind of like you went in and it's like uncharted territory because every supporter group is different. Some more serious than others, some more organized than others. And you're just like, hey, I'm going to kind of go in without an agenda and just kind of meet these personalities. We've been talking about it like to exhaustion for the last decade that we've been doing this, almost decade. I won't say decade, but
well, you're a young buck.
Yeah, right.
Some of us have been doing it for a long.
Right, that's true. There you go. Yeah, that guy. So how bad was it? I mean, maybe Josh could talk more to this, but like I've always just heard the rumors or like the hearsay of, oh, you know, everything is just so divided and no one wants to work together and yada, yada, yada. Was it truly like that? Was it really bad in the past? And is it getting better? Is it in a better place today just from like your observation?
Yeah, I can't speak a ton to the past because like it really wasn't until like 14 that I got into the South End. So I don't know if Josh wants to talk about anything.
I mean,
anything.
It's been the way it is since inception.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's no different. The 13 was no different. It was probably worse in ways because there were more groups than there was when it first started. But it started out, I think in 05 there were 3 original groups. So like it started out fractured from the jump.
From the, yeah.
So, I mean, but even in 35, like we never worked with 34 and we could look over and smack them in the face if we wanted, right? So like it was, that's how it's all been.
You guys were like, I used to sit in 35, believe it or not. And you would like duel with the section next to you. Yeah. And I remember people would look over and be like, that's a stupid chant. Yeah. Let's do our chant, right? Like,
well, they were even
trying to
drown
them out.
Towards the end of 35 in its heyday, there were even little subgroups within 35 trying to like start their own thing. So it was.
It's fractured.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
In every level.
So the riot, right?
The riot, yep.
The riot. I think it's a great concept, cool concept. It's confirmed we're getting safe standing.
It's
right?
There.
It's there now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I already have people asking to put the chairs back, so we'll see what happens.
For real?
Okay, no.
Okay, I was like,
it's all the homies from the groups.
Them right now.
Yeah, you know, they're all giving me stick about it. I'm like, hey, we're going to start. We want the chairs back chance now. And I'm like, thanks, guys.
That would be
thanks.
Funny, actually.
Like, yeah.
That'd be a fun t-shirt.
Yeah,
right, the chairs back.
So you have to have had, like, a part in that, trying to get all that together. How easy was that integration from the moment that it was formed, like, you know, the idea, hey, we're going to roll with a riot. Were you involved in any of that?
Yeah. So that was kind of going back to, yeah, 17, maybe I think it was 18 with Molly. And then we spent an entire season basically like wrote an official bylaws, got everyone together and like, here's what we're doing. Let's choose a name. And it was tedious work. Right. And it wasn't to me. It wasn't any bad blood between the groups. It was just none of them had ever.
No one ever reached across the aisle.
Yeah, no one had reached across the aisle. And like someone always has to be the first to concede something, right? Everyone's like, this is how I want to do it. This is how I want to do it. And someone has to be like, okay, cool, we'll do it your way. And that way you can start that like back and forth, right? And so that was just tough to negotiate on like what rules people wanted to do and, you know, what some groups keep rosters, some people don't, some people take dues, some people don't. Like, and so. It was always my conception, and that's the way it is now, is that it was never going to make any other groups obsolete. It's not going to take over any other groups. It's just going to allow everyone to consolidate what they're good at or, like, consolidate under one thing, I guess. name to make it easier. He's like, hey, I want to be a fan. Cool. Join the Riot. And then you get to the South End and then you might gravitate left or right or, you know, 9, 10, whichever aisle you end up in. And then you gravitate towards one group or the other. And so, yeah. So it wasn't, there was never any like, people weren't throwing bows in the office or like, you know, throwing chairs at each other about old grudges and stuff, but it was just a matter of getting people to be like, look, we all have the same goal. How do we do it? What do you want to do? How do we do it? So yeah,
it was, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I applaud you for that, dude. 'Cause it's almost like, and I'm sure, you know, it's like a team effort or an efforted whatever. Wow. I can't talk. So you work with people to bring this vision together, which is now in full play. And I think the best part of all of that with that execution is that now the stadium's aware of the Riot. The fans are aware of the Riot. I think for as much marketing or just even just talking about it, people now know that, hey, we're all in this together. Right? High School Musical, Alex? You got that reference there, bud?
Well, I'm definitely too old for that reference.
And even, you know, last season, like, just the simple action of moving Labatta down with everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, forcing cohesion night and day.
Yeah, and that was, you know, one of those things where it's like they had to be willing to concede, and I'm thankful they did. It's amazing. And once we, couple games, you know, go back and forth, and once you establish that, everyone's like, yes, this is better. We can hear each other. We can actually know what songs we're singing.
The whole stadium can actually hear you.
Yeah, because we're more unified and we're on the same page now, because we're more. And so, yeah, so that's a good example of like a group making a conscious choice to do something better to unify, right? So like Labar has been amazing as far as that process, because that was one of the biggest asks. All the other groups are still in the same spots they were. And yeah. So it's been, yeah, shouts to Labar for sure.
Is offering, you know, the safe standing making that transition easier for everyone?
Or
are they still kind of wanting to go back up top? Or,
you know, it's, I mean,
they could be big enough, they could take up both, but
yeah, I mean, that would be ideally, we'd love to do that. It's if we can continue to fill this out, then like safe standing might go to the top as well.
Right. Well, I'm saying Labar could go up with the seats still and fill up the bottom when they're in full strength, right? Like they could easily do that.
Yeah. Yes, they could. They do have a lot of members. They get the Hispanic community out, for events or for games. So yeah, I mean, LAFC game, they have a lot of people come obviously. For various reasons, but yeah, they take up a lot of space.
Dude, you know, one thing that I loved to see, and you remember, I wish I knew his name. I don't think I meet people, I need like 5 times with them to learn their names. There's this like really young Hispanic kid. Josh and I met him at training one time, and I don't know if he's new to the area, but he was definitely new to the fandom. And he was just there at training one day, and we interviewed him and asked him what he was like stoked about, and he's like just on a whole different level with his like fandom, and he's like, oh, he's just getting so excited, right? He's like, oh yeah, like Justin Glad,
he's Peruvian.
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember his
kind
name.
Of bigger dude, right?
Yeah,
Scott.
Okay, so the cool thing about that is we literally talked to him at training, and then
introduced him to some people,
and then, dude, like not even 2 weeks later, he's, I don't know what you would call it, but he's like
capo stand.
He's on the capo, his capo stand, dude, because I see you, right? Like I shoot some of the games, and I look over, and I'm like, dude, wait, what? Like he's already up there, and it's like week two into being an RSL fan. So that tells me right there that this is super inclusive, and then also it doesn't matter whether you're like the OG fans, like us old guys, or if you're a brand new fan, just stoked to be there. How did that happen? Like, how did Scott get up there?
Yeah, Scott's, I mean, similar story, right? I just met him one day and then he's just hyped on everything. And I'm like, great, dude, welcome to the Riot. Like you are now one of us. Like, that's it. That's all it takes. You don't like have to sign your first kid away or like pay money or buy anything. It's like, you literally just show up and be a fan. And yeah, he just started showing up. He showed up to TIFO. He showed up to chant practice, like paint stuff. And
we've seen
like,
him at the airport.
He's gone to the airport like every time we have a player meeting. Yeah, so Jibozy there. This last time I wasn't able to make it. Yeah, my kid was sick. But
was
so that's like his third airport meeting in like 1 year.
Yeah.
And like, that's obviously, he has a passion for it. So like, you would be, I would be ridiculous as a leader to like dismiss that. Right. Like you, that's, I look at my job as like just giving people, assisting people to do whatever they want to do. So like, and as far as the groups go, like Riot Brigade does a pretty good tailgate. And that's kind of really where they specialize. So I'm like, great, what do you guys need? I'll help out with your tailgate events. Section 26, right? Like, they're not in the South End, so they don't need a lot of stuff that we do in the South End, but Homebrew is a huge event for mm-hmm. us. And so it's like, great, how can we help you with that? And so same thing with like Scott. It's like, all right, you want to be a fan? Like, how can I help you learn? And he's just like, I want a capo and stuff. Like, great, get up there. Like,
let's see if you got it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like trial by fire. Like, that's what you want to do. And there's a lot of people that don't like to do capo. It is kind of weird your first time and whatnot. But yeah, he did pretty good. He's learning the chants and he's hungry. And so you just got
kind of fans.
We
need those younger, hungry, driven.
That's
fans.
The thing, right? I mean, yeah. We're really starting to get into the second generation of fandoms, and a lot of the groups are getting older members and getting families and stuff. And it's like, yeah, you got to get those kids involved because, mm-hmm. yeah, I spent years. Everyone's like assumed I was a member of SCU because like they're all my homies, or whatever. But like I always sat in 11 because I always had my wife and my young daughter with me, and it's like I'm not gonna go stand. She wants to be able to sit sometimes. She's not gonna be surrounded by SCU all
the
standing
chance.
Around.
The OG chance.
Yeah, I mean we don't really care about that because like my kids used to it because I do it. But
it's
yeah.
more just being surrounded
it's
by
just,
standing people, rowdy people.
Yeah, it was
around.
Just my wife having a 2 year old on her lap for 2 hours. She just had to sit and whatever to keep her entertained. So. I don't remember what the point of that was, but
oh, it's cool, man. No, it's just like the inclusivity.
I don't know how we got on this.
It's just the inclusivity, and it's also just like removing like the gatekeeping. Because I remember as like when I was a young fan, it was like 2010, like yeah, 2010, 2011. I would kind of wander over to the South, and it's like if you didn't know anybody, or if you're just kind of like a stranger, you know, like. People would kind of look at you, or like it was implied, like you can't stand right here, you know?
Yeah.
So very mean girls. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's easy to get vibed out. And then I had the similar situation. That's why I ended up like in 11, right? Because you don't know how to approach that sphere, right? Everyone's groups and friends and whatever.
And that still exists across the league, dude, like with other, you 100%. Know, other different groups out there. So I like the beginning. You know, where we are as the Riot, where you're like, hey, dude, yeah, take the stage front and center because you love the club so much. Scott, you know, you've been here, I don't know how long,
yeah.
a month or something. Go for it,
for
dude.
Real.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, dude. So, you know, we invited you on because we understand and realize everything that you're doing for Real Salt Lake and the fandom. Did you come today to specifically... like armed with anything or anything that you wanted to talk about, maybe leading up to RSL's first home match, a vision, anything at all?
Yeah, I guess I could formally announce I bought the team.
Nice.
I'm folding them tomorrow.
Sick.
Vegas. Yeah, we're going to Vegas. I'm selling everybody, cashing out.
Take that inclusivity.
Yeah. Long con. Gotcha good. No, I mean, there's not really any particular thing. It's going to be a project forever, right? Like, it's never, you can never be like, we're done. Like, supporter culture's finished. We've finished it all, right? Like, there's always going to be something new you can do every year, every season. Going into this season, obviously, the biggest change is going to be safe standing for the South End. And I haven't officially worked any messaging around that. It's kind of been a... if you build it, they will come situation.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like, great. If there's 10 of us there the first game, I know there won't be, but if there was, like, great. There'll be 10 the first game. There'll be 15 the second. Like, it's where the fun is. People who want to be there, I want them there. And I'm not, you know, we're not going to beg people to come down. And we just want it to be what it is. And
dude, I think you might be overwhelmed at like how many people are just going to go stand over there because it's new.
A lot of people
absolutely.
Will
like, I want to go stand there.
Right. Oh yeah. No, I expect it to be full, but. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm at the same time, like...
realistic.
Yeah, it
well,
is
I mean,
what it is.
Between like, the supporters groups alone, that should fill it.
Yeah.
So,
ideally.
Any extras, you're like, okay, what do we do here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to get involved, that's going to be the hard part now, is fitting them in.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. There's no marking, so you just squeeze in, really. I mean, right. Right? I mean, people were already doing that's what we two did in to 35. A chair. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right?
Two to three a chair, yeah.
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 And so it's just going to be that with even more room. So that's the biggest thing is to stay standing. And then going, just building from there, building it up.
Yeah, you know, last episode that we had Thomas and Nick on?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas Warren, Nick Osterhout. I know you know those
never
guys.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Well, not Nick, but maybe Thomas Warren you've heard of.
Yeah.
Nick does like something with the monarchs or something.
I heard he's president. That's something. What I heard. Yeah. I heard you guys broke that news.
I felt bad because I didn't tag him in the first post, and so I had to do like a retag on a separate post.
The worst.
And I knew he was waiting for that because he like came at us a little bit. He's like, acknowledge me.
Should have done better, intern.
Hey, well, I didn't post that.
I had to pick up.
Don't be getting defensive.
It was Alex, actually.
Yeah, it was Alex.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't me.
Built-in
it was Alex.
Scapegoat. Who tweeted that, intern?
Anytime anything's tweeted now, just blame it on me, I guess.
Dude. You know, we all saw, like, sometimes we get messages and it's like, who tweeted that? And we have this pact where, like, everyone tweets. No one's getting thrown under the bus.
We have a similar thing with the riot stuff, so it's not controlled by a single person.
Yeah.
And so yeah, same thing. I actually don't do any of that anymore because there were some issues last year with that. And so that's been one thing that's important to me, and most people, I think, within my position, I think is that I'm in a unique spot where everyone from the fan side trusts me that I'm doing the right thing for the groups and for the South End. And then the front end, trust me that I'm doing good for them too. I don't know, like,
in mind of the club.
But they've been super chill, and that's what people like are surprised about. And I, you know, probably new owners and John Kimmel and everybody is just like, they want us to be good. They're just like, what do you guys need to be good? Like,
yeah,
Gibby was just like, I ask him for stuff all the time. He's like, done, great, send me the bill. Like, and so. Yeah, but
how
anyways.
Do we get that, dude? I want to send invoices to Gibson or Gibbs.
Gibbs. Oh, sorry, you guys aren't.
How about cool Dowdy? Nickname.
Yeah, to Dowdle.
Dowdy.
Yeah, dude. If you want them to get paid in 8 months,
but so speaking of Nick and like Thomas, right? Like Thomas brought on Nick, and it's that you utilize your biggest fans, right? Like Nick has a deep passion for the club and for the Monarchs, and like you can see it in his work, right?
And he knows what supporters want as well.
Yeah, and it reflects in the sales, and it reflects in like the attitude and the look of everything. And it's same thing with the South End, right? Like you can have any Yahoo could do my job. Like I type emails and be like, hey, can you buy this? Or I spent an hour researching smoke bombs or whatever, you know?
Smoke? Like,
oh yeah, we've had smoke from the stadium for a couple seasons now. No.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We are small change on that, but we're going to try to bring it up a little bit more into the stands. So hopefully,
what about streamers, bro? We got any control over streamers?
That's the league, man.
I don't.
That was
I don't.
So
that
fun.
Is the league, and same with confetti. And streamers. I know other teams do it. And
look at the picture behind. Well, actually, yeah. Look at the picture behind you, Alex. So obviously, those are the club provided, but you see, like everybody used to come with streamers and just toss them. Dude, it was awesome.
I love goal kicks when like the goalkeeper would just get covered.
Just covered, dude, and like, yeah. Or like the corner kick, and they're about to kick the corner, and it's just like streamers
covered in streamers.
Them.
Man, that was a good thing. I can't believe they got rid of that. That was so great.
Yeah.
Just
and,
the
know,
opticals of it. Like, I know it right. sucks to clean up, but it just looked fun.
Yeah, and it's totally like a... I mean, so yeah, it was like MLS rule, and they want to be more professional looking or like more like Prem League or something, right? Like, instead of they don't want dirty fields, rowdy, whatever. And so some teams still do it. Supposedly they take a fine every time. Supposedly that fine is going to be exponentially higher every time this season.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know. That could just be what they're telling me, so I stop asking them to bring streamers back. But
that's something we should absolutely. We should take the fine if we have a final.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I agree. We take it at that point.
Zach can't. Yeah, he just like stopped. Yeah,
yeah,
dude. So the reason I brought up Thomas and Nick is because they were talking about like enhancing the supporter culture through the riot. And then almost like putting some systems in play where, you know, it's not like this, I don't know. We were talking about it, Josh, right? Like, it's not like accolades or different tiers or like achievements or something, but there were like things kind of set in play to kind of show like the level of support, like maybe like a cool supporter's jacket, maybe some pins or something to kind of imply that like, hey, you're putting in your time, right? So is there something like that on the horizon or anything?
Yeah,
that you know
I mean,
about?
It's absolutely kind of like Thomas and Nick said. I mean, it's here. There's like the first product I think they had.
And the jacket.
This was that jacket, right? So sick. And this is really honestly, this is like Thomas's idea. And like he brought it to me and Nick and was like, I want to do this. And we were like, great. Like, and that's the amazing synergy with having supporters like around, right? So like people walk by the office and like, hey, I had an idea the other day, and just like shoot by me. And sometimes I'm like, no, like we're not doing that. But then other times like, that's a great idea. Let's chat. Let's set up a meeting. And so, yeah, this is all kind of Thomas's brainchild, and he's, I think it's coming from, you know, his side of the budget, team store or whatever. Obviously it comes from the team, but yeah, so we have jackets, they got denim vests coming, scarves, pins,
tattoos.
Bats.
No, I'm kidding.
Maybe. Anyone's got an aspiring, well, not aspiring, hopefully a good tattoo artist out there. Maybe not aspiring tattoo artist, but
we're going to get Alex.
Wants to get this in.
Alex is going to do in the basement.
Tailgate tattoos by Alex.
Yeah, intern. Just his name written like, folks. It's like Toy Story letters. Yeah. Like, intern.
That would actually be cool.
That would actually, I'm down.
Just
schedule
RSL.
Me for an appointment.
Your flash will just be like different signatures and the logo, and that's literally it.
Yeah, perfect. But yeah, so it's not necessarily accolades or anything. Like, it's just another way to give back to people who are willing to do the work it takes to be like a full time supporter, I guess. Like, we all are. Like, we all, tons of people, you know, there's 20,000 people in the stands. Over half of them are season ticket holders.
Yeah,
I consider them all supporters, but they're, you know, it does take work to do fan podcasts, to do TiVo paintings on weekends, to set up watch parties, to show up to tailgate 5 hours early to host some event. And so it's our way of giving back and recognizing those people, like, thank you for doing that. You are contributing to the culture of the team, to the culture of the supporters, and like, now you have this cool thing. And then hopefully people are like, I want that cool thing too, or I want a cool thing. How do I get it? Oh, hey, I did this and this. I showed up to this event, and now I'm doing this. You know, like Scott, right?
Yeah.
Like, he showed up to one event, but he just kept coming and kept coming. It's like, great, dude. Now you're on a capo. I think he got a scarf last year. I tossed him one of mine. I was like, bro, like, you're killing it. You don't have like any RSL gear. Like, that's how new
of
a fan he has. What's up?
He still doesn't have a jersey.
Oh yeah, I don't think he has a shirt or anything yet.
Oh boy.
I should make that happen this year for him. But yeah, so it's like a way of giving back and kind of incentivizing people a little bit.
Yeah. So Alex, just make sure it's like hard labor stuff. Alex has to do something tough for you. Like, maybe wash your car 10 times over the summer.
Well,
like detail,
I mean,
you know?
I mean, all right. We can talk about
he's
that.
He's just the one exception.
I don't want it anymore.
I
want
to carry
bags
of fertilizer for Dan.
Yeah. And usually carry them from the stadium to Harriman and then back.
Like, dang, bro.
At least to America for the training field.
Yeah.
Just down the street.
What do they call that other field now? I don't even know.
Is it still America First Field?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. The training field. Yeah.
AAFT. AATF.
Something.
AFT.
Hey, Zach. Adjective. Zach, I got a question for you, man.
Are you allowed to ask questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry. I wasn't sure where you were at.
Getting.
Wow.
I love this so much. I love this.
It's bringing me joy.
Bro, listen.
Oh, he's getting all mad.
Don't talk to me like that.
Bro, you're listening to me right now. You're on my podcast.
Yo,
Alex Tate.
So
Alex Tate.
All right, 2014. Home opener. LA Galaxy strolls into town. Stadium-wide TIFO.
Tiffo?
Beautiful. Shut up. Beautiful. It was amazing. What do we got to do to get something like that again?
Do it. Do you want to come put 20,000 things out on seats?
Let's do it.
I mean,
that'll be my volunteer thing.
Ooh.
Boom.
Yeah.
There we just got it.
That's a great example of things we can do, things we have done, and it takes someone organizing it, which obviously in my position, I can definitely assist with and do a lot of the heavy work with now. But then, like, I think that day, that was another one of the first times I volunteered for the team to do something, was at, and we came, I think that morning, like 10 a.m. or something, and like walked around the stadium just taping things to seats for hours at a time to make that happen. And yeah, so I mean,
dude, is that something?
Come at me, talk to me, what you want to do? Like, that's,
is that something that you like plan, and then when you're actually doing it, you're like, ugh. Like, damn, bro. Like, you're taping all these.
Dude, there, why did I volunteer for this?
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was, but remember the Zango pouches? Pieces of cardboard? I can't remember what the pattern was. This was years ago.
I don't remember.
Cardboard. But it was they just did the east side.
Yeah, might not be.
And every
that one.
Seat. Same thing, though. You had to, like, tape it to the underside of the chair so it didn't blow. Oh, dude. My God, it took so long.
Do you remember when they put the Zango pouches on the seats?
Like with the liquid.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. And they were like just like warm and hot. And we were supposed to drink those.
And everyone's like, warm goo.
Yeah.
Down your throat.
Hang on. We got to pause. I feel bad. Alex, you're still an intern, okay? But we actually have a gift for you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay.
Close your eyes and it's hold your pen. Hands out.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm scared.
It's, all right. Yep. Close your, keep them closed.
They're closed.
All right. There's a box in your hand. Go ahead and open it.
This is why you guys wanted the empty box from me earlier.
Yep. Yeah. So to commemorate your first year with the RSL show,
just giving him the box.
We're going to gift you. We're going to gift you what RSL gave us. It's the new kit.
Look at that.
With
that
the RSL show with the year what on the back?
23.
23, woo-hoo! Bro. So that's to commemorate you joining the show, putting in all the hard work. I know we tease you about being an intern, but you're doing an excellent job. We love, at least I love you. Do you love him?
Most days.
You're pretty cool. Hey, maybe it's not that cool to you, but we wanted you to commemorate that, have that, hang it up. Please don't give it away.
Oh, I won't.
That's for you.
I won't.
We want to say thank you, and we appreciate you, and you're killing it, bro. It's a nice work.
This is beautiful. I love this.
All right. That's it?
It is. Well done.
He's giggling, dude. He's so stoked.
I gotta keep it professional, you know.
All right, okay.
As he laughs like a little schoolgirl.
You gotta keep it professional.
You guys can't see it at home, but we gave him the kit. So every single, almost consistently for like the new jersey releases, they've been giving us a kit with the RSL show on the back. And so, in the beginning, we kind of just like held on to them, put them in the studio. But for this one, we want kind of moving forward. I'd like to like make it a tradition to give it to who we think has earned it. And you, I mean, it's not just like, hey, here it is. You've earned that, bro. It's like your first year with us. You're doing such a great job. You're an excellent addition, and you're going to go far, bro. We see the stuff that you're doing with KSL. You're commentating soccer, basketball, football. So we're glad that we could play a small part in developing the talent that you already have.
Appreciate
so
it, man.
You're awesome, dude.
Thank you, guys.
You're going to go far, bro.
Telling you, you're fired.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, but
yeah.
Getting a little too big for your britches. That's
thanks,
awesome.
Guys.
No, congrats, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what the same thing as the gifts from the riots, right? Like just supporting people who support you and do the things. Like I could be up in the South End by myself screaming my mouth off, but if no one else is around there to sing or play drums or wave flags, what's the point? I mean, I'd still do it, but
yeah.
What are the odds we could get towels every game? That was incredible.
I mean, every game probably pretty slim.
A
that's
lot of games.
Definitely more of a sponsorship thing because that's all comes from sponsorship money.
Sure, but we should y'all should do that more because that was visually incredible.
Yes. Yeah, and those things. So there is something, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the law of diminishing returns.
That sounds really big for me.
It's kind of scientific, but basically it's the more you do something, like the less pleasure, the less joy you get out of it.
Yeah, yeah. But for like rivalry matches,
yeah,
things like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. So you do it every game. It's like, oh, people just like, I got another towel, whatever. Like, but yeah, you do them for big games. You do them for rivalries, stuff like that. Yeah, of course, the team's always looking out for things like that. That's not even like a supporter thing. That's just literally a team thing. And
it's funny,
sponsorship
though, because
money.
We've gotten towels at the matches how many times? That was the first game that everyone like,
really
became a Steelers fan, right? And like kind of figured it out.
Yeah,
it was so cool because like there wasn't anything prompting it; it just happened. And I think that was so fun to see from my
opinion. Yeah, I think that's part. I mean, maybe not part of the riot, but having the riot be stadium wide, right? People always think of the South End, but it does. We have flags throughout the whole stadium, mm-hmm. and it just gives those kids a chance. Like, hey, I'm gonna grab a flag and I'm gonna Well, I'm in section one.
You see a couple flags, and you're like, oh, I have a towel. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Next thing, it'll be scarves. And hopefully,
yeah, so it allows, kind of breaks people out of their normal idea of what they feel like they should do at soccer. Like, because someone's always got to be the first one, right? Yeah. Someone's got to be the first crazy person. No song starts magically. Like, someone has to be the first one to stand up and sing. And so same thing with flags, same thing with towels. And once people get used to being like, oh, I'm just not, I don't know, a traditional sport where I'm just sitting here clapping and I can actually stand up and wave this thing, and then more people do it. And yeah.
What's a team in the league? I mean, I just think I've always just gone to Portland Timbers fans. I love what they're doing. That whole section's insane. Is there a certain, like, supporter culture out there team wise in the league? Maybe even not MLS, but I mean, where would you hope, or where would you think that this could go at the growth? I mean, I don't know. How do you envision it?
I would love the Riot to become like the Wasatch Legion, the greatest supporter group out there. Monarchs.
Yeah, dude.
Real Monarchs. Shouts to the greatest soccer team ever put together. I absolutely love the Monarchs. Half kidding on that. They are my favorite.
Yeah.
But no, for obviously Timbers is a huge one, right? And that's clearly influenced the Riot, right? Like the 107th, right? The 107th, or whatever they call themselves, is the umbrella group for multiple groups. And most people don't realize Timbers Army is still multiple groups too, right? And so they still have, you know, issues internally and whatnot, but when comes game time, it's a Timbers Army, and people just see that part. And which, yeah, obviously influenced, that's what we're doing with the Riot. We're getting everyone together, council, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know how true this is, because I haven't been to every stadium and haven't talked to every, like, supporter group, but I think we are one of the first ones to really start cracking the joint English-Spanish style, like, Barra mixed with, like, hooliganism-style fans. And that's always been our biggest hurdle, is we have two different distinct styles of fandom, where you have La Barra, where it's constant singing, constant drums, songs, and then you have, you know, that SCU, cool. RCB, yeah. Briar Brigade, more of the English prem style, hooliganism slash heckling slash just chants, right? Like, not really set to any music, just like a single drum beat. And so I don't think there's many groups out there that are effectively combining both. And we have made pretty good strides this offseason. We've had three different chant practices. La Barra now has pretty much three songs that are like English songs. Like, they have beats now for like Wings, and which is like an old school RSL English chant, but it's kind of like we sped it up a little bit, and they're working on getting some horns for it. And so that way they can play while we're doing the chant. And then also we've taken some of theirs and done some more, we call them Spanglish chants, but like, we have one that's a verse in Spanish, a verse in English, verse in Spanish, verse in English. That's another fun one that mixes, you know, mid-verse, starts off like, you know, Vamos, Real Salt Lake, and then ends, Go, Real Salt Lake.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When this effectively, like, really works out, it's going to be game-changing for worldwide soccer, right? Like,
I mean, potentially. And I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm not a soccer guy. I'm not a sports guy. I don't know what every fan base is like. I don't know all the other, what everyone's doing, but... so yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. You take inspiration from everywhere. Obviously LAFC, they travel really well. I love it when they come here. It's great. We march in, they stand in their little section above us, we chant back and forth, and like, that's an inspiration to us. I would love, like, we do it to Colorado sometimes, but like, I would love to go to more places as a larger fan base and be unified in that chanting. And
how do we do that for away trips though? Because it's unfortunately with the United States and the way it's laid out, like, it's not easy, right?
Yeah. So
how does one club or one group incentivize people going to matches, like, outside of the state? So there used to be buses, right? That hasn't really happened for a while. The Dinenna Never bus was one of the last ones. I don't know if you were here for that, but
I wasn't on that trip. I was around for the time, but yeah,
I'm gonna print that out.
I think that trip is probably why the bus companies don't call me back,
probably.
But but kind of going back to my job, actually having just an RSL email has opened so many more doors as a supporter, because I actually get emails back from bus companies now. Like, they used to just not even like write us back. I'm like, hey, I want to like send 50 soccer fans to Colorado, and they're like, delete. Yeah. Like, don't even bother to like email me back. And so we are working on it for this year. Probably be Colorado. I'm trying to set it up as like a package deal, right? Because I want people to be invested in it. If you say, hey, we're just doing this free trip, like people are like, oh, free trip. But like, so I just want like a package deal. You get like your ticket, bus, hotel or something, right? And then you take care of your food. And then, you know, 50 or 100 of us ride out.
That's a smart way, dude, because then you can be selective on which away matches where we're going to have the most presence at, rather than try to hit them all. Because I don't think hitting them all is realistic right now.
Oh, for sure. No, I mean, it's not realistic. It's hardly realistic for the team. Like, the fact that we travel as much as we do is insane, right? But, yeah, we are in a hard spot to do that. Denver is one of the only ones we can really bus to.
Denver, LA.
Denver and LA, right? LA. So even Denver, we have to do two bus drivers. So with that, because I think it's 8 hours. So they said two bus drivers change. But, so, yeah, we can do LA and then... I mean, you could do San Jose because it falls in with that 16 hours, kind of like that too. But it gets to be long, right? Like, who wants to be on a bus? Even with your homie is like...
And who wants to go to San Jose?
15 hours on a bus is like...
It's the worst way trips I've ever been on for San Jose.
Yeah. I mean, that no one's like trying to go, but...
Yeah. At least Colorado, somewhat familiar. LA, still kind of fun. Just the idea of getting out there.
Yeah.
That's fair. Just to start with two and try to coordinate the two and then see how it works out.
So, yeah. So, it's obviously up in the air. Nothing's set yet. It's something we're working on. I think this year it's probably going to be just Colorado.
Which one? The decision
It'll
day
probably or? Be the decision day.
That's
because
the one you do.
That's the one you do, right? You're deciding, possibly deciding the Rocky Mountain Cup, possibly deciding whether we get into playoffs because we love to wait till the last day.
Or just knock them out. If
or knocking them
year,
out, yeah.
Know?
I already joked with some of the members of the committee of 10 for the Rocky Mountain Cup, and I was like, oh, your last game will finally mean something for you. Like, you might actually have people show up for you. They didn't. They were not big fans of that. But, yeah, so it's something in the works. Again, it's one of those things where it's like having me there to be like, hey, I've done some of the legwork. I'm going to keep reminding people about it, right? Because it's easy to, like, supporters. We've always met with people throughout the years. Like, oh, let's do a away trip this year. And they're like, yeah, okay, cool. But then they're busy with, like, doing 1,000 things. And then, you know, come time, you're like, hey, are we thinking about doing that? And they're like, oh, well, not this year. So, yeah, it's something in the works. We'll see what happens. I would love, obviously, to fly places, but then added expense and, you know.
Yeah. If I'm listening to this podcast and I just get this fire in my butt and I'm like, dude, I want to become.
Run to the toilet?
Yeah. That's the Taco Bell from earlier. If I'm like, I'm invested. I want to be like Scott and I want to do all this cool stuff, help TIFOs, walk into the stadium. By the way, Nick Raimondo walks in with the fans. So if you ever want to
march.
Yeah, it's March, right?
Sorry, my bad. It's a stroll into the stadium.
It's a light stroll into the stadium. Join us for the stroll in the park.
So there's a march. You know, there's tailgating. I want to get involved. If I want information for events, get-togethers, champ practices, where do we go?
Yeah, so just be the socials for the Riot, which – I'll give you guys, make sure you can link them in the show notes. I'm not going to list them all off because I don't remember them off the top of my head, but,
do you guys have like at the Riot or at,
yeah,
Riot?
It's like at RSL Riot. One of them, I think Twitter is like official RSL Riot or something.
Okay.
Well, like I said, we'll make sure you guys have them there.
Cool.
And that's the easiest way to find out. It's pretty much used exclusively for just fan events and stuff. We made a decision kind of early on with the people running it that there's enough people being like, oh, New Jersey's out, like, what do you guys think, whatever, like, and people were like, oh, you guys should have more engagement all the time, but like, we're not trying to take that away from anyone, including you guys, right? Like, you guys are trying to get engagement and get fans to talk about stuff, and there's plenty of outlets for that, and so we strictly basically use it as an information disseminating service. And so, yeah, we post everything on there, Instagram, Facebook, do Facebook events, the Salt Lake Till I Die Facebook group, usually a lot of people repost stuff into there, so it's a good source of information. And then, yeah, just show up to something. It's the awkward your first time, because you're like, I'm going to this warehouse to paint a TIFO that I don't know anyone at, or, you know, this is a weird, sketchy warehouse. We don't do it in warehouses anymore because, yeah, we have people who take care of us now.
Cool.
Well, they were taking care of us before, but Deloitte had a lot of weird properties. We painted one by the airport. There was, like, holes in the roof, and there was, like, bats and birds living in it. We had, like, this weird black dust on the, like, floor we had to sweep up, and I swear, like
arsenic and just...
For like... real, dude. Like, if there's, like, a bunch of us dropping in, like, 20 years, it's going to be like... Were you an RSL fan in 2011? You might be eligible for compensation.
Did you paint TIFOs in Deloitte's warehouse?
Yeah.
If so.
But yeah, so I know it's intimidating your first time, but I promise, like, people are friendly. People, most of us will go out of our way to, like, we know who the regulars are, right? So we see someone new. We're like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm Zach. I'm Nick. I'm Josh. Whatever, right? And people... are really friendly. We just try to get to know people because that's, you obviously are willing to come do something, whether it's chant practice or paint or march into the stadium, whatever. Yeah. If you're willing to put yourself out there, we're going to try to help you feel more comfortable, and that's just got to get started. Right. I can't make you come say hi to us, but come say hi to us. Like,
nice.
Just, yeah.
I love it, man. It. Yeah. Anything that you have, dude, just, like, you know, share it with us. Have your people just throw it in the RSL show inboxes on Twitter or Instagram. Just say, just don't even write out some message. Just literally say, repost, share. We will. We'll get on top of that. Because we want to see this vision that you have play out. And if we can help with whatever influence that we have, even if it's just driving like 1 or 10 people or 100 people out to come and help, then I think that's a huge win. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, that sounds great. You guys have been always supportive. I think it's my second time on the show with you guys talking about this stuff. So, yeah. We appreciate it. I'm kind of, you know, the voice of it all, but like, it's not my vision. It's not my project. It's our project. It's the RSL community project. It's a fans project. I mean, I'm sure Josh, being, you know, the old head in the group here, you've probably had these conversations with people 10, 12 years ago, like, how do we unify? How do we get people? Yeah. And people have a lot of great ideas and people have a lot of great ambition, but when it comes down to doing the hard work, you know, it just takes time. So yeah, I appreciate all the, you know, accolades or support people, but it's not me, right? It's not about me. It's not about what I'm doing. It's about what we're doing, how we're progressing as a fan base. And yeah, hopefully when I'm 80, I'm still doing this job and I can look back and just be like, oh, we've been doing this for whatever, 50 years. And
you start saying back in my day.
Back in my day, we had safe standing. Now you kids are floating in whatever. Floaty chairs.
With drones.
Yeah. playing on the salt flats. That's
you guys are taking your VR headsets and controlling the players.
Yeah.
Hey, so thanks, dude, for coming on. We appreciate it, man. We want to help with we just want the best for RSL and the Riot. Do you want to hang out with us, dude, and talk a little bit of RSL? You got some time? It's 7:15 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit of time.
You got like 15 minutes?
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up quick.
Well, it's probably going to be more like the way we go, like 30.
Nah, you could just dip out, just throw the mic on
the ground. You can leave whenever.
Nah, dude, we'll be quick. First off,
still good. Got a lot to talk about.
So first off, Zach, actually, Alex, if you want to take out your kit, bro, let's take a look at this.
I can get mine out, too.
I know Zach has seen it multiple times, I'm sure. No. But I want to get Zach's opinion because you've been here a while, dude. So away kit, we've got the, what's the color again, Josh?
Pyrite.
I learned that from you guys.
Yeah. Pyrite.
I appreciate the deep dive journalism you're doing here.
Thanks, bro. What are your thoughts on this kit, man, honestly?
Genuinely love it.
Did you say genuinely or generally?
Genuinely,
you threw him off there.
Yeah,
he was gonna say genuinely, but yeah, generally, it just makes up there.
And I'm out. thanks.
That was a quick 15. Talk to you guys later.
No, I absolutely love it. I don't want to parrot Nick, but it's my second favorite kit.
Yeah.
We've ever had. You just look back. You can see them if you ever get a chance to walk through like the back hall at RSL. They have like all the kits on the wall.
Yeah.
And so you can really kind of compare them, like the authentic versions to each other, and absolutely love it. Details are amazing.
What's your favorite one?
It's the blue shoulder, one patch, one shoulder. Absolutely love it. I think I would love the single shoulder to be like our thing, to like be our sash that LA Galaxy
you
has.
You and Nick only.
I'm finding that out, but it's a unique thing that I don't know. I loved it.
Do you know which one they're talking about, Andy? Do I need to show you an example?
What year was it?
2013.
I know which one you're talking about.
It's
trash.
Tango. What's red with a blue shoulder, man?
It's the memories, it's not that bad. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair, but you can't, you know, you got to separate the two. You got to separate the passion from
09's my favorite.
The actual. I mean, yeah, because the memories, right? Yeah, you're attaching memories to it. But yeah, no, the subtle detail, the beehive could be better. It definitely, at times, it looks like checkered or like diamond.
Yeah,
pattern.
Those could be a little more distinct.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's a design thing or how it was made or pressed or I don't know. It's not printed, but I don't know how they make the texture in there. But yeah, no, I love the color choice, the little highlights, everything.
I think that day we went to the team store to do the video with Thomas. I like was standing there behind you guys, like looking at it, and I was like, I don't see the honeycomb.
Yeah, you have to kind of be on the side.
Yeah, I was like trying to find it, and I was like, I couldn't see it. Just
checkered to me. You know what? Often, bro, like in design, it's just that could just be whatever pattern, and then you just say it's honeycomb, and that's what it is because you just designated that.
I mean, but it's not though. If you really,
it's not. I don't see a honeycomb in that.
You can't see like the hexagons?
I see it now.
I mean, there's clearly hexagons in there.
Yeah.
You have to look real close.
It's just, that's what I'm, yeah, it's just, yeah. But like if you like look over subtle. Here, it's like the where the light hits it sometimes you get, I guess that's what it is. Like the creases going some ways are bolder than others.
Yeah. I like the subtle though.
But I mean, overall, dude, I love like the side blue coming around the back is amazing.
I like the two-tone on the sleeve.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's amazing. That so little good. Red highlight, it's that so two-tone, good. And then the little red on the three stripes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Amazing.
It's a clean kit.
The only thing I'd be interested to see is, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but some of the other teams have like an alternate crest on their jerseys this year.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And I don't know exactly which one we would use, and so this might be the best version because it does have all the colors to match the kit. But yeah, I don't know if we would use like the lion with the crown.
I would
or
absolutely die if we did that. I would be so happy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So yeah.
I mean, it
would be interesting to see, but I'm sure they tested that. I'm sure, or, you know, looked at it. This is the version they came up with, but.
Yeah. The shorts don't match, do they?
They don't. Yes and no. The number or like the stripes are off, I believe. Something was off, so they don't completely match.
Like I don't
think the yellow shorts match, but the blue doesn't.
Yeah, like I don't think the blue shorts are true to the tone of the actual blue on the kit.
Well, I think because the blue shorts are
go with the home.
Yeah, they go with the home. They're more the traditional cobalt because this is a slightly not muted color, but like
from the TV camera angle, you're not gonna know or care.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, I'm not gonna care. Blue shorts all day. Blue shorts, gold tops.
They're doing that Saturday.
I don't care what they look like. Yeah. Are they doing blue shorts?
I saw the uniforms.
Okay.
With the blue shorts?
They're doing blue shorts.
With yellow kit?
Yeah. And what's going on Saturday?
That's going to be clean, bro. There's like
Vancouver or
something about like a game or something.
Game?
Like, yeah, there's like a game
suddenly?
Or something. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't get that memo.
It feels really weird to think that the season's starting
it
in
really
2 days.
Came up on us, right? Like, yeah.
I feel
don't
like
know
preseason
what it is.
Just started.
Yeah.
And before that.
It is earlier this year, right? It's only first game's what, February?
Yeah,
end of February. February.
I think that's happened a few times in the last
year. Last year it was too because World Cup, but.
This is tradition. Like this has been the longest off season since RSL's become a team, though, if I remember correctly.
No,
I mean it was October.
Ah, fair. That's true because the playoffs used to go really long.
The World Cup, everyone took a break.
Yeah,
so.
That's fair.
It's been a hot minute since we've seen our boys.
Think of all those other teams that had a longer off season, though.
Yeah, yeah. MLS is full swing, dude. Making all the moves with Apple. More content coming out. Of course, I do my work with MLS Espanol. There was a big. There was like it was like just a little community of big prominent like Spanish presence who were actually complaining that there wasn't any like Spanish content on MLS and from everything that I've turned in and kind of the little hearings that I've heard it almost seems like I think the Spanish content might make it onto Apple. I'm not sure.
It should.
It should.
Absolutely necessary.
Totally should.
Especially like partnering with like Leagues Cup and all that. Like they're obviously going.
Yeah.
Some sort of Hispanic partnership. Like you got to do it.
So so hopefully that'll change. Also, the big news from KSL, now the exclusive audio, what would you call it?
The radio,
yeah, official radio.
The FM AM partner.
Yep, for Real Salt Lake.
Old talkie box.
Yep.
Yeah, the thing you turn on in your car and then immediately go to Bluetooth.
No, dude, it's great that KSL is still, you know, maintaining their foot in the door with Real Salt Lake. They've always had a great partnership. I know a lot of people were attached to, you know, ESPN 700, but a lot of the talent that did ESPN 700 is simply transferring over to KSL Sports. You're going to have people like Lauren Beck, Spence Warren.
Nah, he's done.
No, he's with KSL.
I don't think so.
He was on the newsletter, bro.
He said he was quitting forever.
I know. That's hey, never say never, Spence. Right? So he's going to be doing like the pre and the post, which is great because I believe that Lauren does an amazing job. I guess Spencer does a decent job too. But the biggest news is, you know,
DJ.
Yeah. DJ and PK will basically be doing the calls. There's a big, the biggest question out there is like, can we sync the audio to our Apple TV or make that an option?
For home games.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be so. That's going to be tough, right? Because you might have to choose between Dunny or DJ sometimes, depending if Dunny gets the call for RSL. So
I know nothing, but I was not surprised to see him not on the call. I don't know what it is, but
who's not on the call?
Well, Dunny. For the game, right?
Yeah, he's doing Portland.
Yeah. So like they took these partnerships, so he's partnered with the guy from LAFC, right? I think is where Max Crosby came from. Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm talking
doing LAFC or they're doing Timbers and
yeah, well, I'm saying like it's
down
with,
the road.
Yeah, with Dunner. That's
the
what
rare
I mean.
Chance they come.
I'm just saying I think MLS is never going to give it to us. I think they're going to screw it up completely.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, I
commentary. I don't know.
No, that's how I meant it. Is
we're
like
going to get Valderrama every week. The guy that hates RSL. Yeah, that's who it is. Balboa. Balboa.
Yeah. Because the way that I see them doing it is probably going to be a rotation. And then you got to think within that lineup, because it's clear and evident that there are some talent who are better than others. So those are going to be assigned the big matches.
Yeah.
Right?
Gabe,
they're gonna be...
I mean, they put Dunny with Bredos for a reason. He's with Bredos, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's two national broadcasters, essentially. So he's going to be getting the LAFCs, the Portland Seattles.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. I want Dunny every game.
Same.
I don't care.
Like, yeah.
Sorry about your career, bud, but you got to come back and hang out with us.
Yeah, hang out with us. Stay here. So... that's just a bright partnership between KSL, RSL. Happy for them. There's going to be so many new names involved with that, and we're excited for it. It's going to be great. A lot more content.
More RSL family to lean on, too.
More RSL content.
Yeah, I didn't think about syncing it to the screen. That's cause I was like,
Well, apparently that's
going to
be an option
radio,
within Apple.
Within
so
Apple?
You don't even have to do it, like, get a radio and, like...
Yeah, because...
Okay, that's even better.
Yeah, I know you're not a sports guy, but they're sometimes in some options, like, I remember the MLB app. I don't know why I had it, but I did. I had all the Major League Baseball teams, and there you could choose the national broadcast or the local broadcast, and it gave you usually, like, two or three options for the local. And then there was even like a Spanish one too that you can kind of select.
Sick.
So it's pretty cool. So if MLS does that same model, it's going to be awesome. But dude, I'm already stoked for the Apple deal. Also, if you're hearing this and you're living under a rock, if you've got T-Mobile, just go to T-Mobile Tuesdays. It's the app. They're giving a free subscription away. Also, we're going to pick our winner this weekend, and we're going to select the winner of the MLS Apple TV contest that we did for reviews. We're going to extend that over past or into the weekend. So Sunday night, if you guys want to jump on, leave a podcast review, KSL Sports, RSL Show, whatever.
And for those of you screaming that, oh, the season starts this weekend, you're late. It's all free this weekend, so don't worry about that.
Cool.
That's good to know. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. It's a free preview weekend for the league.
That makes sense.
Free
trial.
Okay, so how confident are you going into game one, Vancouver Whitecaps?
You know, this is probably going to be bad and backfire.
Here we go.
But I'm fairly confident. Fairly confident. Now, caveat. Didn't get to see the preseason games, unfortunately. So we don't know what we actually look like, but the results are there, right? I think we're coming in mostly healthy.
Yeah. Like the injuries we have aren't huge.
You see the report today?
Farnsworth.
Yeah, Farnsworth and Kai.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kay.
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 Actually, Kay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was you guys, so cool. If you went to Monarchs games, you would know that.
We just, actually tried to do a Monarchs podcast. We had a whole lineup, and then they just bailed on us last minute. They didn't think it was worth the time.
I mean,
it's no one in this room. But that told us a lot about those people, and we don't talk to them anymore.
I will talk to Nick about this, why he shut you guys down.
Oh, the president shut us
down. He's the president, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, he didn't shut us down. No, Nick had nothing to do with that.
I know.
We were trying to assemble a different team. Yeah, no, I don't want to. Anyways, whatever.
No, that's fine.
Nick had nothing to do with
it. But I heard you guys are coming to Monarchs this year, so we're going to hold your feet to the fire at some point. So
be mean to me, because I need reminders.
Oh, for sure.
I'm very aloof sometimes, right?
Anyway, so you're fairly confident going into...
You know, I am, but as always, you know, 10 games to really gauge how we're going to do. But if we can go to Vancouver our first week and get a result, a place that's historically horrible for us...
Looking really good after
that's going to be a bright start for us, right? Because we don't generally win or even draw in Vancouver, and we usually get a red or two. So if we can get out of there with three, I'm flying high first game.
Alex Napolis, also a member of El Show Real. You spoke to Carlos Andres Gomez.
Oh, dude.
Had him on the show. Talk a little bit about that, and then maybe his attitude, and then your prediction. How was that?
What a funny guy.
Did he recognize you?
I think he did. I think he did. But, like, when we met him at the airport, super quiet, like, you know, like a little kind of
closed.
Could barely hear him. But talking to him the other night on El Show, just completely different. Like, he's way more comfortable. He's definitely settled in now. Just throwing jokes left and right. Very humorous, very funny guy. We asked him, you know, his goals, how he felt coming into the season, and he feels confident. You know, he's obviously the number one, the biggest transfer in RSL history, and so he wants to live up to that billing. He wants to live up to that price tag right off the get-go, and he understands that maybe Mastroianni might, you know, ease him into the lineup, might ease him into the games or whatnot to start off, but he's fully prepared to take on whatever role Mastroianni has, you know, envisioned for him. But he's had 7 goals is his goals for the first year.
I like that.
7 goals is his mark.
Not a bad number. I mean, that's higher than most guys' score period. So
yeah, but funny dude, 20 years old, and so he's, you know, I think we hit it off very well, and we were just like joking back and forth with Cheeky, and it was fun. He's an awesome guy.
Good awesome. Guy. What are your feelings going into Vancouver Whitecaps?
I'm gonna come at you guys with the facts. Since Vancouver,
someone did his homework.
This is why we got him. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. My bad. All right, let me settle in.
Since Vancouver joined Major League Soccer, we've gone to Vancouver a total of 13 times. Of those 13 times, we've only won 3. But in the last 13 seasons, Real Salt Lake is undefeated in season openers, and we've won 6 and drawn 7. So I think we'll walk out of there with a draw.
Damn. Do you want to apologize to him now, Zach, for...
I didn't realize how serious you were about all this. I can see why they gave you a jersey. I am way out of my element. It's cool, though, right? That's great.
Those are good facts, dude. So you're thinking amazing. Draw. What's the finals score?
I think we're probably looking at a 0-0 draw. I don't think Cordova will play. And so Vancouver...
Forgot about that.
Yeah, Sergio Cordova, Vancouver. I don't think he's going to play.
The game winner.
I don't think he's ready, so they'll probably end up with a 0-0 draw because they don't really have a number 9. It's kind of like someone I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one.
But they've built a really good team. I don't know where Vancouver will be at the end of the year. I think if they can stay healthy, they can potentially be make it to the playoffs, finally get over that hump and make it into the playoffs, because it builds a really good attack. Defensively, though, they're still going to struggle. They're still going to struggle defensively. I don't think they did enough to bolster their defense. I think
Vancouver's destined to be an old maid forever. They're just going to be that team that's like annoying but never.
Nah,
really
they'll have their
anything.
Breakout year, dude. Like 4 years from now, they'll win an MLS Cup or something, and then everybody will forget about it.
They built a really good attack this year, so it'll be interesting to kind of see
did
what
they
did. Yeah,
they got Cordova, bro.
No. I'm Ryan Gold's coming back healthy, and he's been phenomenal up in Vancouver.
I'm just testing you.
let's see who else. Julian Gressel, his
they
first
still
full
Cavallini?
Year. No, no. Cavallini was declined an option, and that's why they brought in Cordova.
There we
Kid's killing it.
He does the job for us, bro.
For real.
I know talent when I see it, bro.
Yeah, this is a good
value. I recruited him, bro.
Good acquisition.
Yeah, recruited this guy. We still got to pay El Show Real.
Yeah.
But I legit, dude, I DM'd him, and I was like, I got to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. Amazing.
I just have a bunch of random facts in my head, you know?
That's how I am, but just for heckling.
Nice. See, we both have we both have our fortes.
Yeah, Nick was saying that you got that was it you? Was he talking about you that you guys will get like stuff like deep? Like,
yeah, I was kind of
like, you're like, hey, you're
yeah. I mean, it's I don't do anything ASO super stats. Special. You just like Google them and like look at their Wikipedia, follow a couple links, and you can usually find something.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know.
You're like, how was your first job at Carl's Jr. back in 2004?
Yeah, you know,
Square?
Yeah. He only worked there for 3 weeks. What happened, bud?
Like, couldn't like, hack it?
Yeah. I mean, it's anything stupid like that. And it just gets.
Because I hear like they'll turn around mid-game and be like, how'd you know that? Like,
yeah, stuff what, like that. I mean, yeah, people want to fight us sometimes. Sometimes people just anything to get in their head is what we do. Yeah. So if it's finding random stats that makes them think about high school instead of the game they're in, like get them out of the game. That's it.
You know, my favorite simplest chant to get in someone's head is the basic, hey, blank, it's all your fault.
Beautiful.
I don't know why I love that so much, but it just makes me giggle, man.
It's something about, like, having 2,000 to 4,000 people on the south end of the stadium just
saying
chanting that
fault.
At you at the same time, especially when it is your fault, right? Like, there's times where you're like, I know we're saying it, and we're like, okay, that was, like, a wonder goal. He had no chance to stop that. But when they, like, really screw up, and there's 10,000 people chanting that to you, like, it's got to be demoralizing at some point, right?
So so one thing we used to do in 35 that I kind of want to see get picked up again, it happened to Rusnak, but in 35, every game,
you pick a player.
We would pick a player. And every time they touched the ball,
you boo.
And it picked up, and it got, like, Harrington. Remember Harrington? Oh, man, this poor guy. I think his name was Harrington. He had a man bun. But he played for, probably 5 or 6 teams. Like, and
yes,
every
I know
time
exactly
he came
about.
Here,
left
it was
back.
Like, boom, got him. And it got to him. And I remember, like, he played for Colorado for a minute. And we talked to him after the game. And he's like, why do you guys always boo me? and we had to explain to him, like, listen, like, we literally pick a random person every time. And you fouled someone one time, so we picked you. And then you came back, and we picked you again. And it's one of my most favorite things ever.
Dude, it's funny because, like, when there's if they have a long possession, then it's boo, right? Yeah. But sometimes it's just a touch, and so you boo, 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 boo.
That's how it was with Albert.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. That's my favorite, bro, because it's like,
but if,
you
man,
could
if
just
get
a little touch off.
Doing that every single game to someone random. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, it's my favorite.
It would be hilarious.
It's my favorite troll.
Start.
No one in particular, either. Like, mid-level guys, you know.
Oh,
just,
that's.
No star. Just number 20 today. Get him.
We should tweet it. We should tweet it out before every game.
We
like,
should.
This is the guy.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, pick a guy. We'll amplify it for you. We'll get that going.
Love that, dude.
Not to continue to be off topic, because I know you're trying to get us back on pace. But that's another reason I love Section 11. It's all the guys are warming up right in front of us.
Yeah, you just heckle.
So no matter
heckle,
what, we spend 45 minutes just heckling them. Mm-hmm. They're yelling at the coach, warming up. They skip a cone. We'll call them out on it. I'm like, coach, he didn't call all the way to the end. Like, don't put him in. You know, just silly things like that.
I love
and, like,
that.
You pick...
I was on that side. I'm sorry, dude. I was on that side, and some dude was warming up, and somebody in that section goes, they're like, hey, don't step on my sign. It was like a Siegfried and Jensen sign. And the player stops mid. So he's like, oh, my bad, bro. Like, just playing into it, right? And he's like, no, you're good, man. You're good. He's like, I won't do it again. And then he, like, would go around it. But it was, like, so clear and evident that he's just, like, is they're
just
chirping each other.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, he's just trolling. He's like, oh, hey, not on my sign.
Yeah. And stupid things like that, man. It's so good. Last little bit on that. But my favorite thing to do when I had my kid, like my 2-year-old, or like she was like 18 months or whatever, and we pick like the rookie guy, and be like, hey, Jones, what do you and my kid have in common? And they'd eventually be like, I don't know what. You'd be like, neither one of you have ever started for an MLS team.
Oh, wow.
Or, like, or something like that, you know? And it's just like, and then you get the rest of the bench laughing at him too, because like, that's the rookie guy, you know? And you're just like,
That's awesome, bro. Love that.
Bring it back around though. We're going to win like 4-0.
Gomez with the off the bench hat trick, dude.
Oh, off the bench hat trick, yeah.
82nd minute.
Just prodigy. You know, I just think we like I said, I'm not a huge sports guy. I don't study film on everybody. I see highlight reels, but I know that they're highlight reels. Like, I know it's not what they're doing every game. But I just trust the process. I trust the people in charge. They're doing the best they can with what they have. And got to always back the boys, no matter what.
Yeah. That's how I feel. How difficult is it to convince Trey to do something cool at Real Salt Lake?
I mean, I don't think.
I'm just kidding.
I could tell Trey anything.
I'm just messing with you, dude. You got to take a shot at the bleeding Claritin Cobalt.
The man. Yeah, I will say, though, he's never had me on, so.
Yeah.
What's that, you know?
I guess he doesn't think you're a man, myth, or a legend.
Yeah,
bro.
They don't want to talk about sports stuff, I guess. I don't know. Or the indomitable.
I'll say it, dude, since Trey won't say it. Let's give you a new intro. Ready? Should I do it in the Trey voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend, Zach Barnes. There it is, guys. Anything else, bro, that we missed?
I made it.
I love Trey, by the way. I love Trey. Trey, I love you. You're great.
I don't know, man. Keep keeping on. Keep keeping on, and I guess my not final words, but you know, maybe how do we get Utah fans to be a little less Utah fanny?
You don't.
Like Fairweathered?
You have to
Fairweather, but slash just they hate everything.
You almost just have to play.
Which is like part of
it.
Our shtick, which is great because like we hate everything and like we hate every player that comes in front of us.
Have to play
heckle
into
everybody.
It, man.
But at some point, it's like, all right, we have to, like, love it a little bit. That's why we're here, right?
No, I think we all just like the pain,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, you've seen certain people get off of social media. Josh, actually, you're in that circle right now.
No, it's back.
But it's like...
You're in timeout, bud?
No. I deactivated it for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I was like, I'm Jones in for soccer.
I can't do it. Yeah.
We announced the signing like right after.
You're already back on? Damn.
I got
bro.
So much to say.
Yeah. No, man, you know what? It's when you realize Gibbon said it the other day on a different TV network. It wasn't KSL. But he was there to talk about the jersey. And the people were like, dude, does your fan base like it? And
they
he's
tell
like,
you when we don't.
Yeah, he's like, they'll tell us when we don't. But in all honesty, bro, the loudest, most negative people who hate everything, when you realize that it's just like five or six of the same people for the last decade, if you mute them.
The mute button is incredible.
It's beautiful, dude. Yeah. Like, life is so much better.
You don't
dude.
Block because they win. You mute.
You mute. And life is exponentially better. And actually, dude, okay, listen, we used to be that way. And sometimes we will be, and we'll be critical.
That's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with being critical.
But when we just, like, dropped the minuscule stuff, like, hey, let's just stop being mad at everything, more so Josh.
Fair.
Life has been better, dude.
Yeah.
You know, life is great. There are people at Real Salt Lake trying. Can they do things better sometimes? Yes. But we don't have to get at their throats about it. Let's actually bring a positive change. Throw the positivity out there. Bring people on like Zach to talk about the changes. Influence the change. Be positive, and let's turn around this whole fan base and win a cup.
2023 is about to be dope.
Dude, he just put so much pressure on me to not
yeah,
be grouchy.
Dude.
No, you can be grouchy, bro. Beautiful. If the team's going bad, then go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get mad at someone.
But it's like
for
little things,
touch, you know
bro.
What I mean? Like,
it's like little things, dude.
Unless you're Cordova things. And it's an open goal, then.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't remember that happening. That never happened, right?
Yeah.
That's when we were all like, oh, we're over him. And then he goes on and bangs in seven goals. Like, okay. Eight goals?
That was awesome. Yeah.
That'll happen.
Whatever.
I hope he does that with Vancouver. Misses an open net.
As McMath's, like, on the ground.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Cool. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
What about your personals? Do you like people, like, following your personal account?
No, I keep a lot of that pretty mellow,
so the riot.
Just for friends. Yeah, just
the
riot for information stuff. Like I said, it's not about me, man. Follow the riot. It's all about whoever's running the riot, whoever's doing the social media there. They'll put out the info. They'll get it out. Yeah.
Cool.
You're welcome to hit me with a follow if you want. I'm very selective about it, though. So.
Well, dope, bro.
I'm getting one intern. Sorry.
Yeah, dude. Listen, man, I'm glad that you took the ideas to the FL. I'm glad that you're in it. I think you're the right person for it. And so hopefully you can achieve everything that you're out to set out for. And any way that we can support you, please hit us up, dude. Don't be shy. We'll literally share anything. Cool?
Yeah, sounds great. I appreciate the support. And, like, honestly, the trust from the fan base to do this work, to do it justice for what the fan base wants, I think is, I carry it as a responsibility to the fan base. So, yeah, if you ever have any disagreements about it, feel free to hit me up. Anybody out there, if you have any ideas you want to do, yeah, you know, you want to do a stadium-wide TIFO. I know Alex mentioned that, and it's something we can work on. You know, things take time to get it through the corporate machine and back down to supporters and whatnot, but we can, if you're passionate about it and you want to do it, I want to help you do it. So hit me up. We'll figure it out.
Boom.
Cool.
Awesome, dude. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the RSL Show, everybody. RSL Show on KSL Sports, at RSL Show for all of your Real Salt League content. Dun, dun, dun.